AI News by Conjero.
The Wayback Machine has long been a quiet backbone for the web's memory. But that role is getting shakier as more major outlets cut off access or participation.
And that's not just an archiving convenience. For AI systems, it affects the ability to verify training data, reconstruct citations, and show where inputs came from.
Exactly. If archived pages are delayed, blocked, or selectively gated, the problems show up in dataset lineage checks, provenance dashboards, and even compliance reviews.
So the model can still be trained, but the evidence trail gets weaker. That makes it harder to prove what the system actually saw and harder to reproduce it later.
A lot of teams use web archives as a normalization layer when pages change or disappear. They help confirm a URL matched the content people thought it did.
They also support retroactive labeling, deduplication, and incident review. And if an archived page can't be refetched, teams may not be able to confirm whether a source was public, altered, or removed before training.
That's where provenance gets fragile. Model cards and dataset docs often promise traceability from crawl to filtered corpus to training run, but that chain can depend on third-party archives.
If those archives fragment, the result isn't just incomplete documentation. Months later, when behavior needs investigating or a regulator asks questions, teams may not be able to defend their data choices.
So this looks less like a single platform dispute and more like an infrastructure problem. Lots of tools depend on that historical layer: citation checkers, web intelligence systems, content diffing, and more.
And the response has to be broader too: more federation between archives, more open capture and retrieval protocols, and more redundancy so one blocked source doesn't break the whole provenance chain.
For engineering teams, that means logging archive status, timestamps, source URLs, and hashes where policy allows. Archive failures should be treated like data quality events, not soft warnings.
And product teams need fallback paths if they use historical content for fact-checking or retrieval. The big idea is simple: don't let one external archive become the hidden point of failure.
AI News by Conjero.